Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Do you think people involved in crime should be able to run for election? With it now confirmed that Gerry Hutch is running, and with what we just heard from Nicola, do you think that someone with so much involvement in organised crime should be allowed to run for election? Let us know what you think. I've got Jason on line one. Jason, you think that Gerry Hutch has an ulterior motive for running?
I'd say he's going to get stuff done. I'd say he's really going to shake things up there. I think he has... He has ties to that area. I mean, he does. His family go back into that area years. You know, I mean, the establishment don't run people like that up there.
Do you know the area, Jason?
I do, yeah. I have a daughter live at Lister.
So you're familiar with it. And do you think, are you getting a sense in the area that he's doing well?
Yeah. People are sick of the lawyers. People are sick of the way the Northern City has been treated over the years. It's just a dumping ground. It's been a dumping ground for years. 40, 50 years, it's the forgotten. I mean, most of the world's money goes through an area which is less than a kilometre from the North Inner City. It's actually in the North Inner City. You all know what I'm talking about. The ISSC. And yet the people outside the wall live a totally different life.
Do you think people...
That's what people there say.
Do you think people think that Gerry Hutch could make any difference, that he's going to make a difference if he gets in?
I think he'll shake things up. I think he'll make people focus on them. As I said, people that run this country don't want the people like us knowing what's really going on. Okay? I mean, the working class people, you, me, and the cats and dogs on the street, know we are being absolutely robbed blind of our taxes. We have no say where they go. We're just told to hand them over and shut up. We'll decide where they go. Okay? We pay our taxes, but yet everything's privatised.
And how do you think Gerry Hutch getting in is going to change any of that?
I think it's going to be more of a protest vote, to be honest. Like, I don't know what is political. I mean, he's been away for, you know, maybe he's studied up on political things. Maybe he has his ideas. Maybe he just wants to improve his own area. I mean, you know what these governments are like. They will do it. They will shake the hand of the devil to keep them in a job. So maybe if he does get a seat in there, they'll promise him stuff for the area if he votes with them. I mean, we know how governments work, okay? They have their ideas. They want to get votes. They need votes to carry it over. So if they don't have enough in their own parties, they need their independence. So they'll promise the independence to sun, moon and stars. How do you think the Healy Ray dynasty has kept going so long? They've all sold their soul to the devil. And they will each time, did you know that way? Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil went into power with each other to keep Sinn Féin out with the last election. Now they're cutting each other's throats, stabbing each other in the back.
So do you think, Jason, that there's a little bit of a, sure, look at why not? Why not vote for him? See what happens.
Yeah, so somebody who's actually going to speak up for the North Inner City. The forgotten people there, the real Dublin people.
Okay, stay with me, Jason, because I want to go to Mike on line two. Mike, you think he's going to take Mary Lou's seats?
Gerry Hutchins, kid. Good. In my opinion, he's going to do Tony Gregory. He'll wipe the board. He'll tap the poll.
You think he's going to win?
He'll tap the poll, Gerry, and go to the bookies at that. I'll ask a statistic, get one of our researchers there now. What, in their constituency, the last time, what was the percentage of the turnout of the board? Just say it was 65%. I guarantee you it will be 81 or 2% this time. But they'll come out, they know Gerry, they're walking the street every day, and they'll relate to him, like, and people that wouldn't vote, they will go out and they will vote for Gerry Hutch this time. Fully convinced.
Do you think, Mike, that his past should have anything to do with whether he should run at all?
But his past, Gerry, she went to listen to your girl there a while ago. I forget her name now. She was brilliant. She was
Nicola Talent from the Sunday World.
Nicola, you could listen to her all day, Gerry. But anyway, his convictions are going way back to the 70s and 80s, like. You know, and he was in the criminal court where there's, what, 90% of people found guilty in it, and he wasn't found guilty. So, like, the question I'd be asking now, is that a witch hunt by the guards? Some detective or something that's going to nail him? Trying to nail him? You know, like, Gerry, if a person come along there, like, If you wanted it today, if I wanted it today, I could go out and I could try my best to destroy you, Gary. I could say, these.
Don't say it, Mike. Don't say it. Don't even say it jokingly. I don't need to be
rude. I get it. You know where I come from. I don't mean that.
I understand what you're trying to say. But look, I mean, that it's interesting that you say that. That, you know, it goes back to the 70s and 80s. So it really doesn't matter to you, Mike, does it?
But Gary, he wasn't the High Court or whatever that court, the highest court in the land, and they couldn't find him guilty. Sure, and like it was one of Mary Lou's councillors that tried to stick him. So they're all going to abandon Mary Lou now and go with Jerry.
Okay, Mike, stay with me there. I've got John. John, you think it's the people's decision and it'll be their vote and that's that.
Well, I agree with the two lads. I think he's a banker to be elected. Look, that'll tell you how the mistrust now in Irish politics, how low it has gone. It's on the floor at this stage because, as the other two lads have said, the working class areas have been forgotten and Sinn Féin have forgotten them. I mean, a prime example, when everything was kicking off from Coolock there, why wasn't Mary Lou MacDonald, Piers O'Doherty, Owen O'Brien, standing with the people there on the barricades, face down the public order unit and say, this fan now, please. We are standing here as members of the Irish Parliament with the working class people of Dublin and say, but no, they abandoned him. Harris abandoned him. Bradker abandoned him. Beyond Martin abandoned him. And they left him being beaten and pepper sprayed like modern day black and tans, the way that unit acted there on decent, ordinary working class people who are just asking a question. Why are all these people coming in here now? Why are they all being dumped in our area? Why are these people not even vetted? The real criminals on the Irish people are inside in Dáileann, simple as that. And Gerry Hutch will be elected 100%. And as I said, repeating, that will tell you how the mistrust is there now in the Irish politics. Because they can see, we see this facade is going on at the moment, this comical pantomime of Harris and Martin are taking pox at us, you should have. It's all another ideology. We know that they're lining up again to go back into government again, and they don't give a shit. Like, to me, the likes of fucking Will Donnelly, I mean, and Harris, when he was Minister for Health, he made a promise to kids with scoliosis that they would be only waiting 4 months, and that still hasn't been sorted. No, if you're going to balance that up against Gerry Hutch, who's the real fucking criminal? Harris. Anyone that would leave a child with scoliosis suffering pain and their breathing affected by the ribs crushing in on them, that's the real fucking criminal.
And do you think an answer to all these problems, John, is to elect someone with a criminal past?
Well, that will tell you how people have moved on. Like, as the lad said there, he was in court, he was found not guilty, so he's entitled to run the same as everyone else. And at the end of the day, as I said, it's the sovereign people of the working class area in that constituency will decide whether Gerry Hutch gets a seat or not. And I'm 100% sure that he will get that seat.
Do you know, I was talking last week on the show to Ian O'Doherty from the Irish Independent, just to get to get a feel for what the feeling was like among the general electorate, and the word he had was apathy.
Completely, 100%.
I'm getting a sense of people tonight that that's absolutely relevant to the whole thing. But I mean, Gerry Hutch, I mean, standing for the election, as I said to Nicola when I was talking to her before the break. Was she surprised that there wasn't, you know, more pushback against him running? And it seems that people aren't in any way pushing back against it. They're actually delighted by the sounds of things. They want him to run.
Yeah, and you notice there has been no pushback as against the politicians, especially the main three parties, traitors that are in power at the moment, right? Because they don't want to alienate. They're hoping to get votes in that jurisdiction as well, which they're not. And the Shinners haven't come out that strong either on it because, again, they're trying to get votes at the last minute. No, where the hell were they all the freaking time along? I mean, they abandoned people in that area. Like, if Gerry Hutch was asked years ago, would he be running for the Dáil? He'd have laughed in your face. But I will tell you now how fast the things are, how things have changed in this country, how the mistrust now of the political system there. And as I said, it all came to a head. They locked the place down with COVID. They then decided to import all these people in here with no consultation to the Irish people of the Irish Republic, right? And then beat people off the street, pepper spray them, knock them to the ground, arrested them. If you print you up in line, just put down this hate speech or whatever. And then they're wondering why people are voting for Sherry Hodge.
What do you think is going to happen, John, on the 29th of November? Do you think the government parties are in for a wake-up call?
I think so. I think there's going to, like, you have the independence and you have independent Ireland, right? And you have smaller parties like A&2 there and others around the place. I think there's going to be a big shift to the independence and independent Ireland, the likes of A&2, the likes of the other smaller parties, independent Ireland or whatever. And I think the government are in for a bit of a kicking. I think they're tired because they gave away this budget and all the goodies and everything, double payments for this, double payments for that. But it's amazing, like, I mean, only from an election, Gary, all of a sudden you have the budget and that's it then. There's no more talk about giveaways or doing anything then. But all of a sudden the budget is just barely cold in its ashes. And all of a sudden they're making promises that they're going to do everything, like. It's so cynical, like, the people can see right through it.
OK, stay with me, John. I'm going to go to Alan on line one. Alan, what do you think of this? Do you think criminals should be able to run for election? What's your take on Jerry Hutch running?
Well, you said there, should criminals be allowed to run for politics? Well, it's ironic that most of them become criminal when they're in politics. So it's ironic, really, that we have now a known criminal going for office. And the ironic thing about that then is that most of the early Sinn Féin vote was involved with killing and mayhem up in Northern Ireland, and they got in elected Gerry Adams. He got in and he was known IRA chief of staff. So, I mean, this is what's happened in Ireland. We're in a desperate situation where we have everything splintering. And everyone is up for grabs. And if any other, like that politician that's going up for in Fine Gael, who assaulted someone severely, but he's still not guilty. But he really gave a bad beating up to a man, and now we have him running for office. So there's no squeaky clean in Dáil Éireann. They're all up to their necks in corruption. So one added corrupted person is not going to make any difference.
So you don't have a problem with it at all, Alan? You don't see any issue at all?
I wouldn't vote for him myself.
Why? Wouldn't you vote for him?
No, I gave up on politics a long time ago, but if I was voting in this election, I'd vote for my local candidate in the area, but I haven't got...
Lovely, Joby. Thank you.
Go on, Alan. Oh, I've lost Alan. Jonathan, have I got Jonathan there?
You do, indeed. Good evening, Gary.
Good evening, Jonathan. What's your take on this people with a criminal past running for election? What do you make of Jerry Hutch running?
Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. Like I said to you the last time, Gary, people need a buzz now around politicians. And what we have is lackluster morons in houses of power in this country. The likes of Jerry... Up there, Jerry Hutch and Malachy Steenson and Gavin Pepper, and down in Cork, Derek Bly, and all these independents now, they're exciting the people around what they're talking about. That's what we need. It's a revolution in this country when it comes to politics. Break the whole system wide open and start holding people accountable.
And do you think this is how you break the system wide open?
Well, how else will you do it? You're not going to do it with other political parties or career politicians. They won't do it. They'll fall in line and just go with the bleeding, the status quo. The likes of Jerry and Malachy and all of them, they're going to go in and expose the system. Malachy and Gavin Pepper in Dublin City Council already are exposing the system, and they're only in there a couple of months, and they're starting to highlight people that can see what's going on behind the doors of power. They're supposed, like, they work for us. Can we all get this straight? Our politicians are supposed to work for us, our representatives. They do not represent us. And I was listening to Malachy Steenson talking earlier about things like getting councils back, building houses in all this country. Common sense, practical approaches to fixing problems in this country.
I hear you, Jonathan, for sure. But why elect people that have no experience in politics, A, and B, have a criminal past to achieve
Well, let's
that?
Look at it like this. Right? We were talking last week. Leo Varadkar is a doctor, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, when did he become a politician?
Yeah.
You know? So that's my question. Is a politician or a doctor? Which is he? Is doctor, politician, politician, doctor, leader, not a leader? He can be a leader today. Micheál will be a leader tomorrow. The political system is obscure and it's preposterous. You know, we need people that want to go in and get stuff done, not just keep moving figures around on paper and lying to your bleeding face. We have 50,000 houses. Well, 20,000 are one-bedroom apartments somewhere, but we'll call them houses and we'll say that they're built when they're nearly finished. You know what I mean? We need people that are going to just tell us the truth and expose the political system for what it is and put it right, not just expose it and leave it, but put it right. Start to put it back together properly where it works. Like I said to you before, Gary, the amount of waste in public spending in this country is, it's stomach-churning. I mean, what this country could be with the right people in charge, it's, you know, it's, and it's not that difficult. As I said before, we're a tiny little island nation. Put the right people in charge with the money that we have. And there should be no end to the things we can't do in this country. Proper, sustainable, all the rest of it. There should be no end to it. With the right people in charge.
Well, Jonathan,
and we don't have them.
I'm going to ask you the same question I asked John earlier on. Is, do you think on the 29th of November the government parties are in for a bit of a shock?
I think they know it. I think they can feel it. They're not knocking at the doors. They're not going out and about the place like they usually do. They're not. You know, it's the independents that are out there on the ground getting all the fanfare now.
I don't think there was many out today, Jonathan. It was
well, it was cold out there, all right, now, in all fairness. You know,
all the politicians are in with a cup of tea.
And look at, and at the end of the day, look at, I don't, we can say what we want, but there's criminal activity going on up in the Dáil up there, what they're doing, laws are pushing through. We know Leo at that time, don't tell me he's not a criminal after what he done with the papers that time with your man, Matthew Thing.
Well, we won't get into any of that now.
And then just one more thing, I hear your man going around there, as one of the Fianna Fáil, he's running forward with the video going around all day, even baiting the head off some man outside the pub. He's a criminal. To me, that was an assault. They're going to push him through, though, as a candidate to run for election. Because you have no morals.
Well, the impression I'm getting off everyone calling in tonight is, and I've heard that more than once, is that, look, they're all criminals in there anyway. You know the old line, oh, they're all criminals, politicians are all crooked. What does it matter
if the likes of Jerry Hutch tells me he's going to break me legs, I believe Jerry when he says that.
Right.
I want people who can believe what comes out of their mouth. I know that's a bit extreme. But, you know, if he's a man of his word, my legs will be broken. And I hope he goes in and says, I'm going to get this done, and it gets done. You know what I mean?
So would you... Would you think... So you think someone like Jerry Hutch should be more straightforward and straight up with you than a politician talking out of both sides of their mouth?
I think he'll carry weight with him, if you know what I mean. You know, he'll have the backing of the people, and I think the few of them up there, they're going to shock the system in the north inner city up there this election. And yes, the likes of Jerry will. I mean, he's I don't know the man personally. I know you love him in the north inner city. I know he's a bit of a cold figure around the place. But again, like I said, different, exciting. It's a buzz. It feels different, doesn't it, this time around? It feels a bit different.
And have you spoken to anyone, Jonathan, about this in your day-to-day? Like, has it come up in conversation that Jerry Hutch
is wrong? It doesn't come up too much where I am, because he's not going to represent me one little bit down here where I am. You know, he's going to be north in the city. He'll be up there doing what he does. He'll be putting the politicians to hold their feet to the flames, and I'll be looking forward to hearing that. But I have, like, the likes of Fitzmaurice and all down where I am, and I'm voting for them. Michael Fitzmaurice, a couple of anything. I'll see who's on the ballot, how I like, but it'll be independents going forward as well, you know. And that's the thing. It's break the system now.
So you're looking for the same thing where you are. You're looking for someone to go in and shake it up a little bit. Something different.
I like Fitzmaurice down here. I live in a farming community the west of Ireland. There's a lot of farmers. They're trying to do a lot of damage to it over here. They're trying to move a lot of the farming east of the country and put a lot of people out of business. And Mike and Safety's digging his heels in good and proper and trying to bring some sanity back to all this nonsense, this green agenda. You know, people like him we need, and that are digging their heels in. I don't think he can be bought off. I think he's a man of principle, and I think he's going to tell you how it fucking is. Excuse me language. And you don't like it, don't listen to him. But, you know, he doesn't mix his words, he doesn't spin around, you know. And this is what I like about people, straight talkers.
Okay, Jonathan, stay there. I'm going to bring John back in. John, what do you make of what Jonathan just said there, that say what you like about Jerry Hutch, if he tells you he's going to do something, he does it?
Well, this is the thing, like, what we seriously need, we get government after government after government every 5 years, right? What we need is someone to go in and shake it up and to take on the permanent government, which is the civil service, right? when Micheál Martin created the monster that is now unanswerable to nobody, the HSC, right? He got rid of all the head posts, north, south, east and west, right? 100,000 people flipped overnight and became the face of the HSC. Not one person was made redundant. And don't, for Christ's sake, don't tell me now that 100,000 people, how many middle managers, Mickey managers and all were there. When Enoch Musk took over Twitter, when he changed it around, right, he got rid of 75% of the workforce, right? That's what we need here. We need to cut things back to the bone here, and we need to see the whole system to work for the people, not for the political parties, like, and so on. When we gain the seat here, we gain the seat here. Jesus, we could get four seats the next time in that constituency, or we get the next one here, the next one there. It's all about them. It's all about the party emblem. It's all about the ego. Get it into your head. It's not about the fucking people. It's about them. And it's about time all that changed.
And you think someone like Jerry Hutch is the type of person that can go in and shake it up a little bit? I'm curious to get your opinion, John, what you think would happen if he did actually get elected. What do you think the reception would be like in the Dáil from the other politicians?
Well, they'll have to suck it up. Let's be honest. I mean, what did the flood tribunal cost? Over 100 million. Look how many social houses that would have built. That all came out of corruption from within that system. And there was people who went to jail for a very short space of time. Bertie Ahern said, when Ray Burke was there, he was hounding the opposition. He said, you're hounding the man. He said, up every tree in Dublin. And we all see what happened there. The man was found guilty and done some time in jail. And it cost 100,000 or 100 million. Look at the amount of freaking houses that would have built in working class areas like, that we still haven't got today. I mean, let's be, look at the Children's Hospital. It started off 600 million. That was the price. It's no, at this stage, 2.2 billion and climbing.
So do you
they're
think...
They're inept, Gary.
What we need is somebody inside that to tell us exactly what's happening, right? The like, that's why he was disappointed Niall Boylan didn't get to Europe, yeah. Because Niall made a solemn promise that he would report on his blog every week. Yeah, would report every single week the goings on and who was doing what and who wasn't performing and who was sitting in their hole and doing absolutely nothing for another 5 years. He was going to do that.
Sorry, John, do you know how you know Niall had to be scared that time? Because he was running against a woman, Rose Walsh. And what she decided to do on the back of Niall's promise of going once a week onto a podcast and tell us what was going on in Europe and asking for our input into what was going on.
Yeah,
transparency
exactly.
And feedback. Rose Walsh down here, the Rose of Tralee one, do you know what she done on his coattails? She's going to release a monthly newsletter. And you can write back to her. Look, we're living in the 1950s.
She'll decide then like what she'll pick and who she'll answer. She won't be with Niall Boylan.
That's what I'm saying. But on Niall's coattails, she said that was a great idea. Terrify for Niall to go in and highlight what's going on and let us know what's actually happening. They're terrified of letting us know what they're doing with our country because they're the custodians of our country for us.
Look, everyone on here tonight is singing the same tune, right? Ireland, the people of Ireland feel betrayed. There are some people listening to this tonight, possibly, right, or probably they don't bother listening because they don't want to hear this type of conversation of the army people, the working class people, but the people that are in the middle class or the upper class, because like, there is a lot of wealth and there's a lot of money and power in this, and a lot of people, they're very well off and they basically don't give a shit. So they're not going to be bothered, right? What needs to change, it needs to change at the bottom. When De Valera took over the economy here, when he created this country, he built all of the working class houses in Dublin. He built the north side of Cork here in Ballyfahan here in Cork. They built houses, Gary, when there was no shagging money
long
in the country.
Long before Europe touched us, or we touched Europe, Gary.
Oh, yeah.
I hear you, lads. And just from the calls coming in tonight, the question was, do you think anyone involved in crime should be allowed to stand for election? The answer seems to be a resounding yes for tonight.
I would say, just to be clear, depending on the crime.
Right, yeah. So there is a line.
In all fairness.
There is a line.
I don't want no kiddie fiddler running in my big constituencies.
No, we don't want
So, you know what I mean? To a point.
So there but is like, a line.
And Jerry was one of them people back in the day that was kind of forced into criminality anyway, you know. Big, huge family, poverty all over the place. Again, the government not really helping certain parts of this country when it was needed, you know.
Right.
And then you get the likes of Jerry Hutchins from places like that.
Well,
so
history
repeats itself.
I know I hear you, lads, and that's a fair point. And there is a line, of course. But I'm going to have to leave it there, guys. Thanks a million for your input there. Just generally, it seems to be the thing, talking about this for the last couple of weeks coming up to the general election. A lot of apathy from the general electorate. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens on the 29th of November.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.